Tell me the use for dousing. What's so good about it?
Well, there are actually a lot of uses for it. The classic use, of course, everybody knows this, is to find water, or they used to use it in the Erzgebirge in Germany, the mountains where they had the ore that they used for their industry. They used to use it to find minerals and things. So that's the kind of standard expected use of it. But it has also other uses. In the military, when we used it, we used it in a number of applications. One was counter-narcotics. So, for example, we might have an informant who says, well, there's a ship carrying contraband sailing up the Florida coast or whatever, but they didn't tell us what was on the ship or where it would unload or anything like that. And so we would rebuild a dowsing matrix. I called them fan diagrams because they were shaped kind of like a fan on a piece of paper, and it might have a part of the fan would have cocaine, another part might have heroin, another part might have marijuana, another part might have whatever else, right? Guns, whatever, right? And then you'd start dowsing, and you'd ask the question, well, what's the cargo of this ship? And then your pendulum would kind of start to indicate what might be on this vessel. That's one approach. Another approach, another way we used it, another tool was when the ship might offload, when it might make landfall and offload, and you'd have like 0 to 1 in the morning, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, so on like that, and then you would get an indicator that way as well. We didn't get a lot of feedback on how well that worked, although we did get feedback on how other dowsing experiments worked. Actually not experiments. We're using them in a practical way. That's an application we use there. Actually, you can kind of transfer that into, military technology, so to speak, into in the civilian world. So you can adapt that and use it to help you make decisions or determine bits of information that you don't have any other way of obtaining. You might even use it to find out when your kids are going to come home, right? And 0 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3.
How do you know when it's effective? How do you know when it's working for you?
Well, the only way to know that ultimately is when you succeed. When you
results.
Have your results. A lot of people like to use dowsing to come up with some kind of metaphysical answers, like where's some kind of a spiritual kind of reaction, or maybe douse someone's aura or something like that. And while I don't reject the idea that that could work, the problem is that the only feedback you get is subjective. So if you're dowsing somebody's aura, and you're dowsing them, but indicates where the limits of their aura is or something like that. Okay, since there are no independent objective ways of telling where the aura ends, you just have to go on what your dowsing is. And so you don't know if it's really right or not. It feels right. Maybe that's the best you can do. But if, for example, you're dowsing when your kids are going to come home, and the pendulum indicates somewhere between 1 and 2 in the morning, and indeed they show up somewhere between 1 and 2 in the morning, then that's an indicator that either you were very lucky or it really did work. And
right,
if it happens
right
enough times, if you get it right enough times, then that's a strong indication of the dowsing actually working.
What's the percent where you know it's working? 50%, 60%? What do you think?
Well, the way you'd figure it out is, although the kids coming home example isn't the greatest, it can kind of be an indicator. Let's say that you were expecting them sometime between midnight and 5 in the morning, and you break it down into hour increments. So if you get it right once out of 5 times, that's chance. If you get it right twice out of 5 times, that is better than
that's
chance.
Better than
that's
chance.
That's 40%, right?
Right. And not bad.
No, and not bad. And if you do it consistently, if you get 5 out of 5 times, that's darn good.
Yes.
That's a very strong indicator. It's very unlikely that that's a coincidence.
Paul, with dowsing, what do you use it for?
Well, obviously there's the location of things, but you can use it to actually help make decisions in your life. And usually where it comes in handy, where it has its most benefit, is where you've reached a point where you have as much information as you're going to get, and you still don't have enough information to make a decision. And what do you do then? So, for example, you have two houses. that you want to buy, one or the other, and you don't know which one to buy, and each one of them has certain features, this other one doesn't, but when it comes down, it's a wash to which one you pick. You could, of course, flip a coin and just move into one, right? But you could use dowsing to give you a little bit of an edge. You could place the question, okay, which house would ultimately prove to be the best house for me to live in? And then you could go with the one that the pendulum selects. Let's say you're using a pendulum.
All right, so you would let the pendulum sway over to the other house or whatever,
yes,
right?
Yes, you could do that. Now, a skeptic would say, well, that's no different than flipping your coin, right? And in worst-case scenario, they're right. It's no different than flipping a coin. And so in that case, using your pendulum isn't going to put you any worse off than not using it, right? So... But on the other hand, if in fact your subconscious does recognize certain features and facts that you consciously are unaware of, and if it does in fact influence the way it swings, then it gives you an edge. It increases the chances that you will pick the better of the two houses for your purposes.
And minimize your error and your mistakes.
Exactly.
How do people learn how to douse?
Well, of course, there's my set.
Of course. that's a given, Paul.
Yes, yes. But obviously, there's books and things. And there are people in the community that they may be able to go to. The American Society of Dowsers keeps a list of dowsing chapters around the country. One thing that I'm actually making available, I've had some real debates with the people who produce my dowsing set, and I've talked them into offering a chunk of it for free.
Why?
I want people to actually. I'm trying to. Well, let me put it in a kind of unflattering way. I'm trying to find the 100th monkey, you might say. Okay, you know the 100th monkey story,
yeah.
Which is where 99 monkeys learn a certain skill and it's still just learned normally. But the 100th monkey that learns a skill, reaches critical mass and then it becomes available widely through some morphogenic field or whatever. So I like to joke when I introduce people to ESP, when I introduce the remote viewing, when I introduce the dowsing, I'm looking for the 100th monkey. I'm trying to inform enough people about this and educate them enough that ultimately it will take off and do what I want to do with Practical ESP, is which it becomes a household thing, a household practice.